Hey, a big day for Kip Mora's album is out today, and he's in the studio. Came by to bring us our own version on cassette tape, which is cool. Did you know that he's doing on cassette tape, Bob?
I think it's great. I've been saying it. You know, everybody's all like, all the hipsters are like, records, gotta have it on record. I think somebody bringing stuff back on cassette is awesome.
Kudos to you, Kip.
You know, I actually heard Lee Brice did that. I don't know, but I actually heard he did.
Really?
Yeah, he made like a mixtape, like a like demo session kind of stuff, which I thought was kind of cool.
But
yeah, and he does like a thing where you can find it like at concerts, like the actual cassette player and the cassette, and you win it, and I don't know, kind of cool.
Wow. He only has one. It's only one?
Yeah.
It's just one?
It's taped under your seat.
To get one.
Okay,
one
everybody, look under your seats.
Bob and I were talking about that, a few days ago about, I don't even know where, maybe if you had a cassette, I don't know how you would play it.
Well, I've got to get a new radio for my Jeep, and I'm like, I want to find one with a cassette deck.
Man, I would honestly love to find one with a cassette deck. I would think like Best Buy would still probably have some somewhere.
Way. No, they
you don't. Think so?
No, they don't. I've looked.
No.
I've looked, and the thing is, I would like one. I would like a cassette deck that also has Bluetooth, so I could use it, you know, hands-free with the phone. Now I know I'm asking for way too much, but that's what I want.
Yeah, you probably are. You're pushing a little bit, man. That's my best memories are my dad playing Jackson Browne and Bob Seger records on the, you know, through cassette tape going fishing, man. And
okay, I found one.
Listen to the whole record, you know?
I totally can go back to when I was a kid laying on the floor with my boom box and just the play and record buttons pressed and the pause, and like I'd hear the DJs on the countdown doing the thing, and I'd hit record, and you know, I'd let the song go, and I'd be like, this is the best thing ever.
All right, I found one, guys, online.
What is it?
It's a Sony, and it's the dual cassette deck where you have two, where you could, right?
Where you could record.
Record
yeah.
one to the other if you
yeah.
wanted.
Yeah. The dubbing deck.
It is not cheap.
Really?
The one I found online is $25.
So, wow.
Yeah, I think I need one of those.
Yeah, but I'm looking pretty for much one giving for them away, I think.
I need one for the truck, though. You got to find one that, you know, can go in the dash.
Yeah. My dad used to listen to those. He used to have those cassette decks that were the, you know, the ones like you can kind of carry. You remember those?
The ones that have one speaker built into it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And to record, you had to press the little orange button that's in the play button.
Yeah.
Remember that? It's like inside it. You had to push both of them down.
Yeah.
And he used to listen to Zig Ziglar cassette tapes on it. That's right.
Zig Ziglar.
That's about all those were good for was something like spoken word.
Yeah.
Because musically, they were terrible.
Yeah.
Wow, dude. Big day for you. We got music out.
Kip Mora has a new album out. It's called Wild Ones.
Yeah, Wild Ones.
Wild Ones. And we'll talk more with Kip. We'll actually talk about his music if you want. We'll do that next. Hang on. Just got to hear Kip Mora and Bubba argue about which is better, Cool Change, original, or from Tesla, which was... makes both of you guys lame-o.
What are you talking about, man?
Lame-o.
That's not
Tesla,
lame.
Tesla was one of my first concerts.
Tesla's great, man.
Yeah.
I've got great... Here, wait. See, that's your Little River Band.
Put the headphones on.
Pull up some Tesla.
Okay, and here's Tesla's Cool Change. Oh, you know what? It is not there.
Is that on your phone?
No, because I took everything
I think
off.
You made it up.
Yep, sounds like it. If it's not on YouTube, it doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
Okay, I can't find it. I don't have the Tesla version here, so. So I guess we'll have to just go with default, then the original is the best.
Wow.
Congrats.
You guys are
you win.
So cool.
We are cool.
Seriously.
That and the Lonesome Loser.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Have you heard about it? Oh, Patrick, you came in just in time to save this interview.
Oh, my God, what happened?
No, we're talking about
Kip
old
and
stuff.
Bubba started talking about Cool Change and 70s music. And
dude, he was talking about Jackson Browne earlier. Jackson Browne was awesome.
Hey, that was about to segue back into Rocky.
You and Bubba have more in common than you realize. Not just your lame music, but you guys also are skateboarders. Did you know that?
I didn't know
You skated.
Yeah, I mean,
surf, I assume that you
do. I mean, I mainly just cruise around all the time on lawnmowers now, but I used to skate the half pipes and...
Look at that.
Look at that,
Bubba,
man.
Bubba skates around the studio.
We have a big deal on the skateboard.
I had a really nasty fall about 2 or 3 years ago in a pool. I was out in Wyoming, and I really thought I'd shattered every bone in my arm. But
I did kind of the same thing. Pools are... the devil.
I realized that was probably time to to stop that.
I blew out both knees of mine in a 12-foot pool.
Trying an old Christian Asoye move?
No. You know what's funny is he was in town.
Hey, Patrick, how are you?
I'm good.
What are you into, man?
No. Not any of
this. I have no idea what they're talking about.
This is just like, you know, talking football injuries. Yeah, man. Skateboarders could go on and on about injuries because we've had them all, man.
Yeah, I just what's harder, on a skateboard with wheels or on a surfboard that's in water?
Two totally different things.
They really are two totally different things. Surfing to me is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. I'll be honest. Like I feel like I catch on to stuff pretty fast, and surfing is one of those things, man, because the wave is always changing up underneath you.
See, and I actually was going to go the other way. I was going to say skateboarding because most people don't have that innate thing of getting those wheels under them. And I find, you know, with the surfing, you just kind of go with the wave. You just feel it and you happen.
See, the thing is your stamina is so key with surfing. You get so gassed by the time you're chasing waves around that when you get up. It's hard, man. It's super, super hard.
You know what else is hard? Calculus. Calculus was hard. I'm just saying. Bet you guys suck at that.
Yeah, you know it's really hard. Yeah, showing up to things on time.
Yeah,
that's very difficult too. Yes, being a responsible citizen and paying your bills on time. Yeah, that's tough too.
This is clearly the fat side of the room where nobody's getting on a skateboard.
Yeah.
Dang, I do want to mention, you know, Kip Moore's album is out there. We were talking about some of the older music and stuff, and I think it's cool because there's shades of U2 on this album. There's some shades of Springsteen on this album, and it's just, it all ties in everything.
Yeah, it really does.
There's one of those, which song was it? I said, God, this sounds like U2.
I don't know. Kip, why don't you tell us? You're the one
tonight?
Who did
was
it.
It's Come and Get It or Magic.
Oh,
I can't
Come
remember.
And Get It or Magic.
Yeah, I mean, one of those. It sounds like it came straight off Joshua Tree. I'm like, this is cool.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, I definitely listen to that record a lot. I don't know. I mean, I feel like I was influenced by a lot of different kind of music for sure. I attribute that to my dad, to be honest. I thought he was so cool, and he was listening to all those records early on. So, you know, when I was 6 years old, that's what was in the tape deck. Was Springsteen records, was Seeger records, was U2, was those kind of things. So that all kind of infested in me at an early age.
Well, the new one is called I'm to Blame. Here it is. It's Kip Moore. The new album is out today. Get it. It's called Wild Ones. More Kip on the way. I'm to Blame, Kip Moore. It's from the new album called Wild Ones. And Kip is joining us in the studio.
Patrick's got a favorite song on the album.
Oh, What You Got On Tonight.
Right, that is the one where you're asking the girl to send the picture.
Yeah, that's
like it sounds
because we just had that conversation there. He was like semi mad with me just.
No, we had a conversation about daughters and all that kind of stuff, and what boys expect nowadays. And oh my gosh, man, the world's a mess.
What's going on here?
I'd be
scared. I'd be scared to have a kid right now. I would be,
dude.
I was sympathizing with him because he's got two girls, and I watched my dad go through it. But I think times even changed. Just in the last 10, 15 years. I mean,
it's changed in the last five.
Yeah. So I feel for you on that end.
Thank you, man.
Snapchat has made parenting harder.
It's not just Snapchat. It's the internet in general. As we were talking about, you have access. If you're a kid, you have access to everything that you probably shouldn't have access to.
It's harder to lie to your kids when they can Google it and find out you're full of crap. That's hard.
It's not even that, man.
I think
it's
the kids' perception of what's, you know,
relationships, you the know, way they think
I
everything
think you get
should go.
Diluted a lot faster.
It's skewed now.
It really is. I mean, we had to really work at getting that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was in the woods,
and it's waterlogged
magazine.
And if you did pull up a TV, it had squiggly lines. Yeah, right. You're trying to see through it.
Yeah. That's why I got glaucoma now. I'm just trying to see some skin, and I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And then your mom walks in, and you're like, oh, and you get that rush, that face rush. Oh, it's like, you know what I'm talking about?
This got out of hand quick, man.
Oh, yeah. And you try. You just think, like, you think in your head, you're answering very eloquently, like, hey, mom, yeah, no, something's wrong with the TV, but what really you're saying is,
it's
Yeah, so.
Did you do it again? Did
yeah, you I think you got him again. Yeah, you're going to have to stop drinking coffee yeah, while you're in here. You're going to injure yourself.
This is almost twice now. But you know what? It's like, who needs a neti pot? He just comes in. Next time you have a cold, just come in here.
I'll just let him go, man.
That's so nasty. Anyway, Kit Moore's new album is out today, and it's called Wild Ones.
Get it. Download it. You buy it. You should do what you got to do.
Totally get it. You changed your thing.
What do you mean?
Didn't you change your whole look a little bit? You kind of, a little bit?
I don't think so, man.
I think what it is the hat color changed since last time you were in. It used to be the red hat all the time.
I mean, I still rock a red one every night. I mean, I still, when I'm playing shows, I usually wear a red one.
Is
not
that
always.
Still your uniform? Like, you get on stage and you got to put the red one on? Or?
Nah, I mean, I do a lot like of times, and sometimes
like
I don't.
Like Superman with a cape.
You know what, though? It should be that way. It should be the uniform, but no, I mean.
You get into it. I mean, that's... It's kind of the way, once you get a thing, you kind of got to keep doing that
thing. I'll say there's a sea of red hats at the shows.
Yeah,
yes, there's definitely a sea of red hats.
There was a time early when Bubba and I got together that I wore a cowboy hat. I don't remember why.
A white cowboy hat.
It was a white cowboy hat. I don't remember why. Why did I do that, Bub?
Because the consultant told you had to, if I'm not mistaken.
To be country? Was that it?
Yeah.
You had to be country to wear a cowboy hat?
I used to catch a lot of crud because the same consultant would be telling us that rednecks don't wear baseball caps. I'm not kidding you. He told me. I'm like, dude, you don't know. You're not in the middle of it.
God,
get away.
Lord.
Wow. Yeah. Country fans have they don't wear baseball caps. And, you know, fast forward a couple of years and
everyone did then. What's
everybody
fast
did
forward
then.
Anything?
People get so caught up in what's what, man. I mean, it's.
People can't, you know, it's weird. Somebody cannot walk up to you and go, okay, Kip Moore, here's what you need to do to be Kip Moore.
You know,
you can't do it.
It's the craziest thing, you know, the bull crap that comes out of people. You know, I have, you know, people, you know, what? Surfing's not country. I'm like, you're telling me, first of all, I'm from South Georgia. It doesn't get, you know, more than the sticks than that. And you're telling me that I have to do certain things. It's so messed up, man, how people get so fixated on the dumbest things, you know? Yeah.
You know what? I think it's cooler that you found a way to surf. As a South Georgia kid, I think that's cooler.
I love doing all those kind of things. Yeah, there was no rock climbing where I was from, but now I love to do that. You know, it's like stuff like that.
That's not country. Stop it. That's not country.
That's not country.
Yeah,
country.
It's like I have to be sitting in the deer stand, you know, constantly
There's something about getting out in the woods or the wilderness or whatever you desert. I don't care what it is, what your thing is, but there's something about getting out in it that gives you this weird little high. When you get back for like a week, you're just like, whew, yeah,
1,000%.
Good.
1,000%.
I suggested to everybody, if you're stressed out, if you're going through a bunch of junk, get outside, do something, take some time away, even if it's for 5 hours. That 5 hours can change your whole entire week.
Yeah, it really does.
Well, while you're at it, stand in a cornfield and drink some moonshine on a tailgate, because, man, did I go too far?
No,
sorry.
You're smart. A little far.
I'm actually cool with that.
Yeah. Hey, that's fun, too. I like all of it. You know what I mean?
You like making candles? I like to make candles.
Okay, wait, hold on.
You need gardening tips? Big D can help you out.
I like gardening and making candles.
Hey, that's not country.
I really do. I'm not none of
it's really
joke.
Not.
Like that one in front of you, I made that. That candle right in front of you.
This is not a joke. He really makes candles.
I wish you'd have come here last year because we had flowers outside, and Big D actually made those, too.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, you're
what
right.
What happened to you used to be so good about decorating.
Oh,
now
you guys gave me such grief about it.
Your
seriously.
Flowers aren't there.
I would not have thought that about you. I really wouldn't have.
He's very domestic.
Yeah, I really am.
So he actually has a sensitive side.
Yeah.
You don't really get it from him in here, but he actually has a soft side. So
which side is your soft side?
Well, actually, they're right in the middle. <pretty soft. laughs> And it kind of spills over to my sides. Kip Moore, the album is called Wild Ones. Pick it up. Kip, it's good to see you, man.
You too, buddy.
Thanks for taking
good
the time.
Good to see you guys.
And best of luck and everything.
Appreciate it.
Download it today. It's called Wild Ones. Kip Moore, y'all.